Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. This is your host, Alexis DeAndre Coley. It's no secret that we are facing challenging times, and it's almost as if we're in the times of the civil rights era 2.0. I won't speak too much about politics. However, what I do know is during these times of heightened fear, people are looking for a leader. And it's during these times where you, as a leader listening to this podcast, should ask certain questions in the person you're trusting to lead you. You can also ask these questions to yourself as the leader of an organization, business, household, and your life. The inspiration for these questions came from a corporate book of leadership, and I saw an opportunity to use it today. In this episode, I will give 5 hard-hitting questions that you can ask your leader or even yourself. It's important to reflect and take inventory of where you are. Touching on the last episode, these questions will definitely challenge you. So the first one is, how do you compensate for your weaknesses? I posted this question on Instagram this past weekend. You can follow me there at Sip the Podcast and also on Twitter at Sip the Podcast. Some may take the route of hiring someone to handle your weaknesses. And I totally get that. Having someone else who has the strength in your weaknesses lets you as a leader go forth and concentrate and focus on what you need to do. But what if there isn't any money in the budget at that time to hire somebody for that purpose? My weakness that I can also turn into a strength is not focusing solely on one project. I believe I'm the queen of multitasking, and that is kind of like a double-edged sword. On one hand, it seems like I can be very scatterbrained, and it leaves the opportunity for some projects to fall in between the cracks. But on the other hand, it can also make you stand out as that person who doesn't go with the flow and is in their own lane. Me, I know I'm definitely in my own lane, and I own that. But as a leader, I understand that I need to prioritize things of importance and make sure that my focus is aligned on those important things. Second question is, what's your favorite dish and how would you convince someone who hated an ingredient in it to try it? So let's be clear. If you're asking your leader this question, you don't really care what their favorite dish is. This question allows you to analyze their answer, and you're looking for 2 things. 1, how they handle adversity, and 2, how convincing they are. Leaders are often faced with challenging situations and are also needed as the motivation of the group. With this question, you can see how convincing they are on the spot. The third question is, who do you follow on Twitter and why? Let's face it, we're all being watched. Big brother, coworkers, employers, and children. Who you follow speaks volumes about you and what's important in your life. As a leader, just be aware of this. And when you're asking your leader this question, what you're looking for is 1, if they are tech savvy, and 2, who influences your leader. The fourth question is, how many tennis balls can you fit into an SUV? Sounds hella ridiculous, right? Follow me for a second. This question is similar to the second question. It catches them off guard and gives you the opportunity to see how they analyze the problem. Basically, just use that question as such. And the final question is, would you rather be liked or feared? What this question actually does is help you to not jump to conclusions. If you're on the other end of this question, you definitely may be feeling judged. So, advice according to Peggy McGee, the correct answer to this question would be to answer this question and follow up with a question about how you would inspire respect in your team or employees. Thank you so much for tuning in into this week's episode. And until we meet again, I hope you all have a great week.